Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, November 25th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Myalgic Encephalomyelitis, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Title: The Enigma of Myalgic Encephalomyelitis, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive into the fascinating depths of Wikipedia articles, unraveling the stories and science behind the words. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're tackling a topic that is shrouded in mystery and often misunderstood: Myalgic Encephalomyelitis Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, or ME-CFS for short. Imagine this: feeling constantly exhausted. No, not just tired after a busy day, but an all-consuming fatigue that sleep doesn't fix. Your memory feels foggy, muscles ache, and even the simplest tasks become a mountain to climb. This is the reality for millions around the world who suffer from ME-CFS. But what exactly is this condition? Let's explore together. Myalgic encephalomyelitis sounds a bit like a complex medical puzzle, doesn't it? The name itself is quite telling. Myalgic refers to muscle pain. Encephalomyelitis suggests inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. And when we add chronic fatigue syndrome, it points to a long-standing state of fatigue. But here's the catch. Diagnosing ME-CFS is no simple feat. The symptoms are diverse and can vary greatly from person to person. While fatigue is a hallmark, patients may also endure sleep changes, headaches, sore throats, and a reduced ability to undertake physical or mental exertion without experiencing worsening symptoms, a phenomenon known as post-exertional malaise. Listeners, imagine how life-altering this must be, to live with symptoms that don't just ebb away with rest. In our technologically connected age, how often do we throw around the word exhausted? "I'm so exhausted," we say after a hectic day. Yet, ME-CFS takes this to a debilitating extreme. This raises an ethical question. How can we, as a society, foster understanding and support for those with invisible illnesses? Have any of you, dear listeners, experienced an invisible ailment or know someone who has? It's a conversation worth having. Now onto the science and discovery. The cause of ME-CFS remains elusive. Triggers could be viral infections, immune system disturbances, or even genetic factors. Scientists are in a race against time, employing advanced technologies to discern biomarkers that could lead to definitive diagnostic tests, a step so crucial for validation and treatment. Treatment, yes. Dr. A, a listener and practicing GP, once shared with me an anecdote that stands out. She recounted a patient who had visited over 10 specialists, each suggesting, "It's all in your head." As you can imagine, this led to disengagement and hopelessness for the patient. The journey to finding an empathetic healthcare provider who understood that validation of symptoms and a multidisciplinary approach to management was monumental in the patient's path to coping. Returning to our topic, management of ME-CFS is currently symptomatic, focusing on improving quality of life. Cognitive behavioral therapy and graded exercise therapy were once widely endorsed, but recent approaches advocate for a focus on energy conservation and pacing activities, respecting the body's limits. Listeners, how empowered do people feel when they regain control over their lives, even in small increments? If you found yourself in the role of patient or caregiver, how important has it been to find what works unique to your context? I cannot underscore enough the importance of research. Organizations around the globe are striving for answers, including the NIH and CDC in the US. There's a concerted push to unravel the biological basis of ME-CFS, which offers hope for therapies or even a cure. This leads us to our call to action. Knowledge is power, and awareness is crucial. Dive deeper into these resources, share them, and amplify the voices of those affected. Could you organize a community event or even a small gathering to raise awareness in your local spaces? How might change happen if small pockets of understanding grew into larger networks of support? Reflecting on our touchpoints today, we must remember that ME-CFS is as complex as it is little understood. But with complexities come the greatest opportunities for breakthroughs. What are the societal changes we need to consider so that individuals with ME-CFS are seen, heard, and supported? Thank you for joining me, Aloy, on this episode of Wikipedia. The world of knowledge is vast, and your curiosity fuels the journey. Until next time, let's keep our minds open and the conversations flowing. Stay curious, stay empathetic, and let's rethink the world, one article at a time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Myalgic Encephalomyelitis, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thanks for listening. See you next time.